Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 6th of April, Grand National Day. Sorry, I've been a bit remiss memory wise this week on this pod, just forgetting things purely because I've been so busy. But I forgot all about the competition winner yesterday. So not only did I put the competition up the wrong day, I forgot about the winner in the pod. The winner is Mr. T. Noland. We have exchanged emails. He is coming all the way from Ireland, booking a flight at 6 o'clock. So well done to you. Fantastic. A lot of you did get the right answer. Fair play to Andrew Shiner, who I didn't say only one entry and decided that he would have a fair few goes at it. You could have just Googled it, Andrew, and got the right answer the first time. Saved yourself your fingers. But the correct answers were Birmingham. They've got obviously Villa and Birmingham City, Sheffield, Sheffield Wednesday, Sheffield United, Nottingham, Notts Forest, Notts County, Bristol, Bristol City Rovers, Stoke may be the one people didn't get or struggled with, Stoke City and Port Vale, Manchester, obviously City and United, Liverpool, obviously Everton and that other lot, and London, who've got Spurs, Fulham, Charlton and a few tin pot clubs. Which aren't worth mentioning. A couple of you try to get Bradford through because of their non-league outfit, which are described as a professional outfit, but we were talking the 92 league clubs, but fair play for trying, always. No one likes a smart ass. Just understand that. No one likes a smart ass. But anyway, so that was the competition. So well done to Tom. I'm going to try and hold... I'll know after sort of the next week or so, room at London. Certainly should be able to hold one for a space at the second London one on the Friday the 17th, and hopefully one for Manchester on the 18th. I won't be able to hold anything for London on the 5th because we are full. Okay, on to today. I'm going to start. There's a massive game in Germany this evening, Munich versus Dortmund. And on my figures, Munich are too short here at 1.52. So Munich are a lay to back at 1.52. Laying Munich with a view to backing them, you know, 30 minutes onwards if there's no goals or if Dortmund take the lead. So whatever way. So Munich lay to back at 1.52 if you wish to get involved. Of course, purely optional. A couple of other football trades before I get onto the horse racing. Wolfsburg versus Hanover, again in the Bundesliga, my favourite, laying the over 3.5, it's 2.54, again way too short on my figures. So laying over 3.5, Wolfsburg versus Dortmund, with an option to trade, you know, laying it to back it 25-30% as the price rises. And in French League One, Nîmes versus Caen, 30 minutes in, if it's 0-0, I'll be laying a first half 0.5, under 0.5, so looking for a first half goal. If that doesn't come, obviously it'll be low liability, that will, you'll be drip laying it through that 30 minutes to sort of 30 to 40 minutes, so you're getting in for pennies. And if it's still 0-0 at half-time, I'll revert to the over 1.5 market, backing over 1.5 goals, 45 minutes. If it's still 0-0, 65 minutes, I'll back over 1.5 again. And obviously trade as the goals go in. So that is all the football. Obviously, I gave you some mentions and things yesterday. Hopefully, some of you laid Ross County or back Dundee and traded at last night. There was a late-minute, last-minute equaliser. But hopefully you were on that and made a little bit. So Munich in the big Germany game, laying to Beckham. And then the trades, Wolfsburg versus Hanover, over 3.5. Nîmes versus Caen, late first half goal. If we don't get that, then I'll move to the over 1.5 market. Obviously, it's Grand National Day. Great race, not the best betting spectacle. My bets are up for Aintree. We're going well. We had a good start yesterday. Unfortunately, tailed off a bit towards the end. But, you know, these big meetings, that can happen. But nearly a grand up for the week, which follows on nicely from Cheltenham. I've had a bit of a splash at the National, 200-odd quid, which for me is quite a lot on that race. I can't see Tiger Roll winning from my... what people tell me and from my knowledge. which is very limited on horses, I have to admit, and I certainly wouldn't want to be taking 6.4 about a horse in a 40 runner field with fences and bustling and horses falling in front of you. I'd rather take 6.4 on an 8 runner handicap at Wolverhampton than be back in that, but each to your own. I did make a tweet that if Tiger wins the National or the Masters, I'll get a job. Quite a witty comeback from Ed about Greggs, but I said almost. Well, let's go for it. If Tiger fucking wins this or wins the National, I will get a fucking job. There you go, I've said it, so you can dig me out later and start asking for my CV at 6 o'clock tonight. I've put all my bets are up, so they're on the blog, ftsincome.co.uk blog. As usual, if you follow them at your peril. And that is it. Obviously, there is no, that'll be the last of the trends PDF, which has gone out as it's the last day today. I have to say, I've got to give credit. I don't do that trends PDF myself. I have a good friend of mine who puts that together for us. I won't name him because I don't know whether he wants to be named, but I appreciate his help in doing that. It is a great, great bit of work to sort of shortlist some races. So hopefully you appreciate that. I didn't want anybody thinking that I do all the work. I genuinely don't do that bit. I do obviously set up all the mailing out and that, but he actually puts the PDF together for us and really appreciate it and done a good job the last two meetings. I will try and get him to do Royal Ascot, maybe Goodwood. I'll speak to him, see if I'm doing it now publicly. He'll feel under pressure to do that, which is lovely. So that'll be the last of that, and I'll look forward to seeing some of you tomorrow. Be a good day, got some great stuff. So have a great Saturday, enjoy the National. I hope they all get round safely first and foremost. That is all that really matters to me. And if you happen to make some money out of it, then it's just a bonus. But enjoy whatever you do today, and hopefully some of you are winners, and commiserations to the losers. And I will be back very early tomorrow because I've got a busy day, but I'll be on the pod first thing in the morning with anything for tomorrow. So have a great weekend, and I'll speak to you then.